morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, good afternoon, sir. What is your name, sir?
Richard Howells.
Let's see, who is going to talk to you? The Honorable Miss Rittenhouse will conduct you here at this time, sir. So just hang on to the phone.
Yes, sir.
Good afternoon, Mr. Howells. Could you start for us by please stating your full name and your ADC number?
My name is Richard David Howells, 322486.
Thank you. You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing regarding the one allegation that's listed on your warrant. I see you signed a form on March 30th that notified you about this hearing. You remember that?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. On that form is a list of your hearing rights, and one of your rights is that you can hire at your expense an attorney to represent you. Did you hire an attorney, or will you represent yourself today?
I will represent myself.
Okay, that's fine.
I don't have no money.
The attorney's optional anyway. It's just your right. Okay, I'd like to introduce you to the board that's conducting the hearing. If you look all the way down to your right, at the right end of the or right side of the screen, is the Honorable Louis Quinones. Next to him is the Honorable David Neal. Right next to me here in the middle is our board chairman, the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright. To my right is the Honorable Michael Johnson, and my name is Gail Rittenhouse. I'll be your panel chair today. We also have with us in the room, we have Mr. Grady, who's Community Corrections Officer there. You can see him now. He's with the Department of Corrections, so he'll represent the department and your parole officer in today's hearing. So Mr. Howells and Mr. Grady, do you both solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
Yes, ma'am.
I do.
Thank you. So Mr. Howells, your hearing will be conducted in two phases. In phase one, the board will determine if you violated the terms and conditions of supervision, and then phase two, the board will consider whether to reinstate or to revoke your community supervision. Okay, so it's a two-part thing. For part one, I'm going to read this allegation to you, and I need you to tell me if it's true or false. If you believe it's false, then we'll go to Mr. Grady for some additional information. Okay, sir? All right, so here is the allegation. We'll start phase one of your hearing. And the allegation is you were in violation of condition number two, as demonstrated by your failure to follow directives of your assigned parole officer, by failing to establish residence at Transitional Living Communities, 9430 North 11th Avenue in Phoenix, on or about January 9th, 2018, as verbally directed on January 9th, 2018. Your whereabouts were unknown unless you were an absconder from supervision. Mr. Howells, is that true or false?
That's true to my knowledge.
Okay. All right. Well, based on Mr. Howell's admission, I move to find him delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision and may have lapsed or have lapsed into criminal razor company.
Second.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Motion by myself, seconded by Mr. Quinones, agreed by Dr. Wright, Mr. Johnson, and Ms. Graham. Okay. So, Mr. Howells, we can move to phase two of your hearing and determine if your supervision should be reinstated or revoked. But before we get too far, we're going to ask Mr. Grady to give us some background information. So just hold on. We'll be right back with you. Just hold on the line. Mr. Grady.
Mr. Howells was released from DOC on January 9th of 2018. He was arrested on March 15th of 2018 by the Arizona DPS Task Force. He has no new charges. He returned back to DOC on March 15th of 2018. He has a CSED of August 13th of 2018 that reflects 65 abscond days. Current conviction, 2017 drug paraphernalia violation, 9 months. 2017 narcotic drug violation, 1 year, 5 months. He has no prior convictions. He has one term with DOC. His CIR scores are 2-3, mental health scores are 3, substance abuse scores are 2. He has no gang affiliation, no prior term of supervision. Disciplinary violations are minimal. Other arrests, 2007 marijuana violation, Arizona juvenile probation. 2007 drug paraphernalia violation, Arizona juvenile probation. 2012 domestic violence, Arizona misdemeanor conviction, probation. He has a community risk score of a G6V5.
Thank you, sir. So, Mr. Howells, we have a little case supervision summary, a written summary here. It looks like you were approved to go to TLC on the 9th of January this year, but it was found that you didn't go there.
No, I went there the first day, and they pretty much, like, I see people there, they were getting high and doing all that, and I ended up not going there because I asked my parole officer originally if there's any other place I can go to, because people were telling me that that's, like, a really bad place to go to.
Okay.
And I want help. You mean, I'll be honest with you guys, dude, that's all I've ever, you mean, had is no chance at all in my life with the drug help. Like, I've never got really help with the rehabs, none of that. None of my family was on the board to help me, so I was always on my own. And, I mean, I'll be honest with you guys, I know my appearance looks a little bit different, but on the inside, I really am like a scared young man. Like, I don't know what to do. It's all I've known is to get high. I mean, I've never gone out, like, robbing people, not going stealing for it. I always did what I could. You mean panhandle, sit on a corner with a flag, trying to get money. Mm-hmm. But I don't know what to say. I know it's my fault for what I do. It's on me. Growing up, I've always just been by myself. So I've always learned with my mental health issue, all I did was self-medicate myself over and over. And
so where did you go when you said you were there the first day, and then where did you go after TLC?
I went and tried to go to my mom's house to ask her if I could be there.
Okay.
I'm going to, she said I couldn't stay there, so a friend invited me to stay at his house for a couple of days, and you mean I was on and off on the streets because I have no one, I have no family. Okay. I mean, I'm losing my kids as I'm in here.
Okay, so where does your friend live? What, in Mesa or where?
No, it was like 43rd and Indian School.
43rd and Indian, okay, so in Phoenix probably.
That's the place where I was arrested.
Okay. And what were you doing when you were arrested? How did you come to the DPS's attention?
That was on the house, on their cells, themselves. I didn't know what was really going on at the time. I guess the dude was supposedly selling drugs.
Oh, and you just happened to be there?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, and so they checked your ID. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay.
Told him,
you mean. Were you able to get a job at all, sir? Were you working, or?
Yeah, I have a job out there. It's a Southwest Forest Project. It's on 35th and Lower Buckeye.
Oh, good. Okay. And what did you say? Floors? Southwest?
No, Forest Project. It's a lumber yard.
Oh,
we
chop
up trees and turn them into pallets and stuff.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that sounds like a good stable work. Okay.
It's the first job I've had in a long time.
Well, good. Well, congratulations. You sound like you're pretty pleased with it. That sounds like a good job.
Yeah. Okay. I've already got clearance with them, so if I do ever get back out, that I'm going back.
Well, you will get out. It's not if. It's just when. It's just when.
Yes.
Okay. It looks like you were responsible to submit a urine sample, but in January you were supposed to that day, the 26th, but you didn't submit one. What happened? Why didn't you go?
I didn't know.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's the thing where you have to call in every day and there's a color and...
Yeah.
Okay. All right. All right. Let's see. What else was I going to ask you? Did you keep in touch with your PO or?
Yeah. That's one thing I actually did. I called him a few times because I got sick.
Okay.
And I was in and out of the hospital for that first month. And
okay.
I don't know if they have recommendation on that or not.
Oh,
but
okay.
I called him and told him that I was in the hospital a few times. I had some kind of bacteria disease that was eating at my skin.
Oh, that doesn't sound pleasant.
Yeah.
Not pleasant. Is it better now? Are you better?
Yes.
Oh, good.
It's way better. I can show you my leg and stuff.
Oh, that's okay. We'll take your word for it. Yeah. We'll take your word for that. So. Okay.
Go ahead. Well, my main thing is I don't know if there's any help that I can get. I mean, like, actual good, like, rehab. Not just like a halfway house. If you guys, you mean, do allow me to get out.
There are a number of them. There's quite a number, yeah. Not like TLC, where, as you say, people are using drugs. But there are some. There's some of the faith-based halfway houses. It's not really a halfway house. It's kind of a more of a residence for people who are coming out of prison. And
that's what I mean.
Yeah, where people are sincere about staying off drugs. And did you say you've not done any drug treatment before? Before
no, ma'am.
You never have even even tried it?
Okay. No. I mean, I'll be honest, people look at me and don't really give me a chance. I mean, they automatically think that I'm a hardcore person or this and that, when really it's just there to set people think, you mean, to make it. Because it has. You mean, I'm really just like a scared little boy on the inside, okay, trying to just grow up.
Okay, all right. Well, sir, I'm going to see if my fellow board members have any questions for you. Anybody have a question? No? Okay, well, we're coming up toward the end of your hearing now, Mr. Hollis. I want to give you a chance if you want. Is there anything else you'd like to say to the board before we make our decision?
No, just thank you guys for hearing me out today, and you mean let God be with us all.
All right, we appreciate that. Thank you. The board's going to go into discussion. We don't discuss cases before we get in this room. So we will we just ask you to stay on the phone and just remain silent and listen to the conversation, listen to our discussion, and then we'll be right back with you, sir.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, the board is now in discussion. Mr. Howells is a young, let's see, pretty young man. Pretty young fellow here. And does seem sincere about wanting some sort of drug treatment, and his commitment, his current commitment is for drug paraphernalia, narcotic drugs. Does seem to have a problem with that. Is happy with his employment, that he might be able to start up there again. He did abscond, which gives me a little bit of trouble. I would love to be able to refer him somewhere. However, I'm just concerned, since the board cannot place people specifically, we have no authority to do that. I'm right now thinking the best thing would be to just have him stay where he is, and then when he's out, while he's there, work with the CO3 and get a plan together. The CO3 will have some resources and places that will not be the drug-infested places. But I'll listen to any input from fellow board members. Anybody have any?
I agree.
Okay.
He obviously does need some drug treatment.
He's very, yeah, very sincere. Okay, then I'm going to make a motion then, based on information in warrant 2018-W0337, our conversation with Mr. Howells, who's been very pleasant during this hearing, and information provided by Mr. Grady. I'm going to move to revoke community supervision as Mr. Howells was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision, and Ham Baxter was about to lapse into criminal ways or company, specifically by absconding for 65 days.
Second.
Oops. Seconded by, I'm marking the paperwork there. Okay, Mr. Howells, you heard the board's discussion. The board has voted to revoke your community supervision, but we believe you're very sincere about wanting the drug treatment, and we want that for you, too. You have right now, without any other things going awry, you have a scheduled release date of August 13th, so that's not all that far away, but in the meantime, your CO3 will have some access to some of these resources, some of these faith-based places where you can go, and people there are intent on not using drugs. And I think that's what you need. I mean, you recognize that for yourself. As you walked into TLC, you saw what was going on. So we sure wish you the best, and hope to never see you in orange again. I'm sure it won't be your favorite color after August 13th, we'll probably never wear orange again. And we hope you never will. We don't want to see you in this role. So thank you so much for participating in your hearing, sir. And we wish you the best. So your hearing is concluded. If you give the phone back to the CO3, we'd appreciate it. Thank you.